Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 18.
The Kohanim, the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, have no part nor inheritance with Yisrael. They are to eat the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire and his inheritance. But among his brothers, no inheritance. Yahuwah is his inheritance as he has spoken to him. And this is the Kohen's right from the people, from those who bring an offering. Whether it is bull or sheep, they shall give to the Kohen the shoulder and the two cheeks and the stomach, the first fruits of your grain and your new wine and your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep you give to him. For Yahuwah, your Elohim, has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to serve in the name of Yahuwah, him and his sons forever. And when the Levite comes from one of your gates, from where he has sojourned among all Yisrael, and shall come with all the desire of his being to the place which Yahuwah chooses, then he shall serve in the name of Yahuwah, his Elohim, like all his brothers, the Levites, who are standing there before Yahuwah. They are to have portion for portion to eat, besides what comes from the sale of his inheritance. When you come into the land which Yahuwah, your Elohim, is giving you, do not learn to do according to the abominations of those Gentiles. Let no one be found among you who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices divination, or a user of magic, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For whoever does these are an abomination to Yahuwah. And because of these abominations, Yahuwah, your Elohim, drives them out from before you. Be perfect before Yahuwah, your Elohim. For these nations whom you are dispossessing, listen to those using magic and to diviners. But as for you, Yahuwah, your Elohim, has not appointed such for you. Yahuwah, your Elohim, shall raise up for you a Navi like me from your midst, from your brothers. Listen to him. According to all you asked of Yahuwah, your Elohim, in Horeb, in the day of assembly, saying,
let me not hear again the voice of Yahuwah, my Elohim, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die.
And Yahuwah said to me,
what they have spoken is good. I shall raise up for them a Navi like you out of the midst of their brothers. And I shall put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be, the man who does not listen to my words, which he speaks in my name, I require it of him. But the Navi who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other mighty ones, even that Navi shall die.
And when you say in your heart,
how do we know the word which Yahuwah has not spoken?
When the Navi speaks in the name of Yahuwah, and the word is not, or comes not, that is the word which Yahuwah has not spoken. The Navi has spoken it presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him.